Well, today is cut down day, so I could not keep up with all the texts that were going on in our group chat yesterday. There was, because it was headline.
I think it was on fire.
Yes, it was on fire. I went through everything this morning to make sure I didn't miss any story. But the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson have reached an agreement. It will apparently give him a $14 million raise on his existing contract, upping him to $30 million, which makes him one of the highest paid defenders in 2025.
And they tried to get him to do a three-year extension. And he was like, nope, and he didn't want it. And then they just both said, you know what, let's get through this season with you, and then you can go your way and we'll go our way. And that's essentially what they're doing. And they're going to expect the younger guys to kind of grow this year. And then next year, you know, Shamar Stewart's going to have to step up.
Either side win in this?
No. No,
I've been trying to
so.
Decide that, like, who was better off after this. I don't know that either one of them are better or worse off after this decision. Kind of like, I'm kind of okay with it on both ends.
Well, the Bengals tried to pull the sign this 3-year extension, but there's no guaranteed money next year on him. And he was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I think you can probably say he's getting that guaranteed money this year, and then next year he gets to walk. But no, because ultimately what he wanted was a deal with guaranteed money past this season.
Yeah.
He didn't get that. So now he's got to go out there and take – he's essentially playing on the franchise tag.
That's essentially
what he's doing.
He is, and the reason – I agree with you on that. And the reason I don't think he lost is go out, have a good year, and you are going to be in right back in the same situation next year, and you can leave Cincinnati.
But
like I'm like, okay, cool.
But you're 30 – you're what, 31 at this next
He'll
year.
He'll be 31 next year, yes.
Doing this, and so – maybe you only get 3 years and 2 years guaranteed because if he goes out and plays at a high level, he might get 4 years with three guaranteed. But I don't think anybody won, but I don't think anybody lost either. I mean, I think both sides
right
are getting. But, you know, if it's him, he wanted a guaranteed contract with more than this year. This is almost to me like playing under the franchise tag. And I think that was part of the agreement, is they said they wouldn't franchise him. I had to double check that, but I think that was kind of part of it.
The Commanders and star wide receiver Terry McLaurin, they have agreed to a 3-year extension worth $96 million that will end his hold in and get him in uniform for the regular season opener against the Giants.
Is Terry McLaurin a top 10 wide receiver? That's what I keep coming back to, because they're going to pay him like a top 10 wide receiver. And I'm not sure that he is. I think he's very, very good. I'm a huge fan. And I think they almost had to pay him because of this window being, quote unquote, wide open for them under the, you know, the Jaden Daniels rookie contract. But I think he wins in this. I think it's just due to the circumstances, I think he comes out better off than he would have if any other ending had come from this.
Do you think DK Metcalf is?
Yes.
But then I think Terry McLaurin is. Because I think Terry McLaurin has done more with less at that position, at the quarterback position, in his years in Washington than maybe Metcalf has with more in Seattle. I think McLaurin has always been needing a Jaden Daniels type player. So I'm a big fan of him. I am too.
And I'm happy that he got his money, and I'm happy that he has, the zeros behind his name, given the situation. I think he deserved the money strictly from the fact that he's been through the low times in Washington. That's why I think he deserved the money. I don't think it's, hey, let's pay him like a top five wideout. I think it just is, it's a circumstantial contract to me.
I'm not sure if either one of them, if we went through every receiver, I'm not sure if either one of them are actually top 10 receivers, but McLaurin or Metcalf. But I think they're in the conversation.
Yeah, I think they're both easily top 20. I just don't know if they're either top 10. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of going through it in my head. I'd have to look at a list right now. It's kind of a weird statement to make when you don't have a list in front of you, but okay.
I mean, right off the top, CeeDee Lamb, St. Brown.
Tyreek Hill.
You've got, I think Drake is kind of moving his way in there. You got Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
That's what, five right there without Drake, I think.
I think DJ Moore.
Yeah. He's on the cusp.
What about Davante Adams?
I think he could still say he's
we
one.
We could do this all day. Probably shouldn't do this right
What's
now.
The Puka?
Yeah, it's
Puka's
solid.
One.
Very solid.
So you can go through it. There's a lot of good receivers out there right now.
Yeah.
Well, and wide receiver Amari Cooper is returning to the Raiders on a one-year deal. Previously, he spent 3 years with the Raiders in Oakland before being traded to the Cowboys in 2018.
I don't even know what to think about this. I'm not huge on Amari Cooper. He seems like to me a guy that
he retired.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know what the thing is. I've never been huge on Amari Cooper because he sounds like he always seems like to me like a guy that has a lot of raw talent and does exactly what his talent level gets him and doesn't ever go any further beyond that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm really good. I'm just going to play. You know, I'm never going to like try to reach some kind of new level. I'm just really good and I can just keep kind of floating along and people are going to keep paying me on one-year deals and picking me up. What has he been doing for the last few weeks? Like, that would be my biggest question. Did you just like throw a flyer out there and you're like, hey, you know what? That's a guy that we can kind of leverage. You know, who's the receiver they have that's looking for a, you know, trade now? Jacoby Myers? Yeah. Well, we can make Jacoby Myers sweat on that one with bringing in Amari Cooper. I don't know, man. It is what it is, though.
Yeah, we didn't mention A.J. Brown's one of the top receivers either. He's in there. Yeah, I don't know what to think of this. I don't know what to think of this because I thought he retired. So did you just not want to – why would you – it's weird to me that you retired because wasn't he still with Buffalo?
I don't know where he was.
So you retired? Really don't. I don't know. I just none of this makes really a lot of sense to me. I don't know. I guess. Good luck.
It's weird because you don't think of Pete Carroll as a guy that does things like this. You know, kind of scratches and claws. But it's just a weird situation, man. And in the end, I guess we'll see what happens with him. But I don't know. This is also. Who is it? Who is it? Hunter Renfro that used to be with them that, you know, retired and then came back to Carolina.
No, he never retired.
He took a year off.
No, he was in. He had a health issue.
Yeah.
And then someone came out and said, Hunter Renfro's retired. And he goes, oh, really? That's news to me. And then he resigned Carolina.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what happened.
He had a health issue. I got to Google what it was. Something.
No need. Let somebody else do that. You're good.
Well, the Browns have traded quarterback Kenny Pickett to the Raiders for a fifth-round pick in 2026. Kenny will be the backup to Geno Smith.
All that talk about having four quarterbacks on the roster there in Cleveland, huh?
Well, they might sign Tyler Huntley back. Don't think they won't do that because they could. So they could absolutely sign Tyler Huntley in Cleveland. I think this frees up, though, Easton Stick. Falcons release and they could get him on the practice squad because, to me, the Vegas was a team that obviously was looking for a backup, and I think Easton Stick kind of fit that. He got to start NFL games and such. So, did you see Ben DiNucci's announcement?
Yeah, I did. That was really cool. I was happy for him.
So explain what he did.
So it's just funny because this I'm such an ass because I watched his announcement. And his video pops up, and he's wearing a Falcons jersey and a Cowboys helmet,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of the way he played Friday night, where he throws a duck from the Falcons side to the Cowboys for an interception. But he's going to be doing college football games on Saturday.
You're a complex for CBS. Person talking about football. You were just talking about how irritated you get when people call quarterbacks game managers. And here you are talking about this guy was essentially playing for the Cowboys on Friday night.
Did you see the ball he threw?
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, it was Uncle Rico.
I'm going to tell you something. He was anything but a game manager Friday night.
No, he was. Look, I said today, I don't blame him. Like, he was like, you know what? I might get one pass in a Falcons uniform. I might as well let this thing eat down the middle of the field.
But when do you think the conversation started with him and this new career path?
Way before he was signed by the – look, he did that. He knew, Allie, that he was never making
I was thinking,
Falcons.
I was like, how does a deal get done this fast? There's no way.
Do you remember when Greg McElroy, quote-unquote, retired from the Jets? It, like, started, like, a week 16 or week 17 game, and then, like, in the offseason, he was like, yep, I'm done. I'm going to go to the SEC Network. They're launching this this year. So I'm going to go ahead and move on from football.
Ulcerative colitis is what Hunter Renfro had. I don't know how that pronounced. I think I butchered that, but that's what he had that took him out of football in 23.
That was basically it. Ulcerative colitis.
Look
at that.
Ulcerative colitis, yep.
Oh, thank you, Dallon.
Hey, I got you, man.
All right.
What?
Y'all are cringy, both of y'all.
Coming up, Spencer Strider did get a career record last night. We'll cover that. And it is Top 5 Tuesday.
Top 5 movie villains. Don't even come for me. I'm just telling y'all right now, it's ironclad. It's bulletproof. I feel good about it.
If you do, you'll be sensitive about it.
It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.